On leaving the ark, Noah and his family found themselves in a new world. The flood, which had submerged the entire planet, caused far-reaching geological and climatic upheavals. The surface of the Earth, its climate, as well as the conditions of life in this new environment, had changed dramatically. All that remained of the original creation on the Earth was the ark and its occupants. The New Testament draws a parallel between the destruction of the Earth in Noah's time and what will happen in the last days. Long ago, says the Apostle Peter in his second letter, by God's word the heavens existed, and the earth was formed out of water and with water. By water also the world of that time was destroyed. By the same word, the present heavens and earth are reserved for fire, being kept for the day of judgment and destruction of ungodly men. The heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be burnt up. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, the home of righteousness. Of the corrupt ancient world, only Noah was saved because of his integrity and faith, along with seven members of his family. The ark was for them the means of salvation. The Old Testament is full of symbols of the work and person of Christ. Several of these are to be found in the story of the flood. As Noah and his household found refuge and safety in the ark, the only means given by God of escaping death at that time, so also those who are found in Christ, of whom the ark is a type, will be saved on the last day. The door of the ark is also a representation of Christ. Jesus said, I am the door. Whoever enters through me will be saved. By faith, Noah and his family entered into the ark, and God himself shut the door. It will be the same at the end of the present age of grace. The door of salvation through faith in Christ, which is still open today, will one day be shut. The ark led to a new life. When Noah and his household left their refuge, they prefigured resurrection life. They were like people coming out of the tomb into another existence. For these survivors of the ancient world, life and hope for the future were restored, and mankind received a renewal of God's blessing. Be fruitful, said the Lord to Noah's family, multiply and fill the earth. These were the very words Adam and Eve had heard. As he did at the beginning, God gave man dominion over nature. But this time there was a difference. Mankind was given the right to kill and eat animals for food, and wildlife would, from then on, be afraid of him. At creation, God had given man a vegetarian diet. But with the change of environment and climate, and the harsher living conditions on earth, richer and more varied food became necessary. Blood, however, which is the vehicle and symbol of life, was not to be eaten. Animal blood was offered at the altar, and was therefore holy. As for man's blood, it was even more sacred, for man had been created in the image of God, which conferred a unique value on his existence. Human life had to be protected. Whoever sheds the blood of man, said God, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God has God made man. With these words, the Lord instituted the repression of crime, and the administration of justice was handed over to society. Before the flood, the violence that prevailed in the world had not met with the barriers of human justice, and had only been punished by acts of vengeance. But after the flood, man became the instrument of divine justice for the safeguard of humanity. Then God made a promise to Noah and his descendants. He entered into a covenant with mankind and every living creature on earth. Never again would he destroy all life by a universal flood. This is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, he said to Noah and his sons. This is the sign. I have set my rainbow in the clouds. The covenant God made with humanity at that time was universal, so its token was in the sky, visible to all. The rainbow became the outward sign of God's faithfulness and mercy. In the vision of heaven recorded by the Apostle John in Revelation, a rainbow encircled the throne of God as a symbol of grace. It is an everlasting reminder of divine faithfulness and the immutable promises of God. Next episode, the spread of humanity after the flood.